Good morning.
Good morning.
Christine asked me to do the talk after maybe she saw the enthusiasm that I was displaying after a week in Camp Chesterfield.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, from September 16th to September 22nd, 16 ministers from this Temple of Universality flew to Indianapolis for a spiritual retreat at Camp Chesterfield. When I was asked to go, I don't know how the rest of you felt, I was very trepidatious. I didn't know what to expect. However, I had hope and faith and trust that I was going to have a remarkable experience. In fact, I expected a wonderful experience. The hardest part of the preparation for me was getting my two dogs up to Payson and packing. putting my house, as it were, my way of life into a little suitcase. So the travel, we met very early at Tucson International Airport to board a plane to Denver, then transfer to another plane to Indianapolis. And let me tell you, it was kind of like herding cats, keeping this group together. However, something remarkable happened during the trip that we all watched out for one another, made sure that we had everything together. There was one slight mishap that maybe someone can talk about later. I'm not going to.
Yeah, we won't.
Joey,
we...
I missed the plane.
When we arrived, yeah, they missed the plane. And let me say, before I forget, I'm sure we really appreciate all the effort that Christine Fassati put into organizing, planning, and pulling this together, from scheduling to the plane tickets to the hotel. It was absolutely remarkable. And as those of you that are involved in any endeavor know, you don't see on the out what goes on behind the scenes. So again, Christine, thank you so much. So when we got to Indianapolis, we rented two cars, and from there, I wished I had silvery sunglasses because we looked like we were government officials in these two black SUVs. Myself and Caroline took over driving duties. I have no problem driving any place. However, it was pretty heavy traffic there. So we got there in the afternoon, and as soon as we came onto the grounds was this very peaceful, serene, tranquil, inviting property, quaint even. I grew up in New England, and the buildings and the feel of the place with trees and grass and a river behind the property, old buildings, even the aromas of the old buildings brought me back to my childhood, visiting my grandmother outside of Boston. The buildings were older. They reminded me of my childhood. Our hotel host, Pat, was very inviting and loving. As we spent more and more time there, we found many. And those of you that have been there before knew this. There are healers and readers on the property, which added to the vibe of the place. The staff, the people that did the housekeeping, that did the cooking, that took care of the hotel, were all loving, friendly, and supportive. Our meals were exceptional, mostly prepared by Bev and
Connie.
Bev is this Louisiana woman that just was so full of love. She was just full of hugs. The activities all week long. The first night we were there was a message service that the minister, I think it was Andrew Light, gave messages to just about everybody in the congregation. That was swiftly followed by a crystal bath. That was remarkable.
Singing bowls.
Singing. Crystal singing bowls, bath. There were classes offered all week long. I took a class in mediumship. I believe, Sylvia, I don't know if you took that one as well. There was another class, The Energy Around Us, and Increasing Your Light. And I'm still poring over the notes that I took. I learned some tricks of the trade, as it were, and hopefully my mediumship takes off. I had a personal reading by Andrew Light, and I'll get to that in a moment. There was a museum and an art gallery on the property. The museum was full of artifacts from the beginning of Camp Chesterfield. And I invite you to take a few moments after today's service to look at some of the photographs that Christine had printed up.
Colleen
printed them up. Thank you. Thank you. I will pore over those. There was a labyrinth walk that was guided. We did an equinox new moon ritual guided by Martha with a ceremonial greeting to the different directions, honoring the directions, followed and terminating with a walk down to the river to release into the river to flow into the ocean. We made a visit to a local state park, to Mounds State Park. I was remarked, Mounds are, I don't want to say ancient, because they're really not ancient, but the near far past. built by Indians, indigenous people of that area, and it was a remarkable walk. Everywhere we went, it was like this, green grass, big trees. Canadian geese honking by every once in a while. Oh, that was remarkable. Black squirrels, all manners of birds. We were given gifts, ball caps. I got a cap that said, heavily meditated.
I thought they said, heavily medicated.
In the evening, Pat and her husband, Paul Hanks, would play music, and we'd sit around and jam for a while. Pat wrote this song. I believe she wrote this song.
Yes.
And Colleen got it on TikTok and sent it to me. And this is how this song goes. Yes, I'm a medium. I got no use for tedium. Got to raise the vibe so we can talk to the dead. Sing and dance and clap a bit. That old worry, just get rid of it. Got to tune in. Hey, it's your Uncle Fred. We're going to climb the stairway to heaven above so all of its inhabitants can give us our love. Sometimes I feel like I'm a talk show host working a game where every guest is a ghost. We're asking lots of questions and we're hoping to find some information that'll bring peace of mind. We're wondering all about how the future arrives, because that is where we're going to spend the rest of our lives. Yes, I'm a medium. I got no use for tedium. Got to raise the vibe so we can talk to the dead. We sing and dance and clap a bit, or we just get rid of it. We got to tune in. Hey, it's your Uncle Fred. We're going to climb the stairway to heaven above so all of its inhabitants can give us their love. One night, a friend and I, we went on a lark. We joined a group that sat and sang in the dark. We sang so many songs, there was an ectoplasmic crisis. The lights flew by, and I don't know why, but I think I saw ISIS. A hand reached out to touch me. I couldn't believe my eyes. I asked my friend beside me, do you think this is wise? Yes, I'm a medium. I got no use for tedium. Got to raise the vibe so we can talk to the dead. We sing and dance and clap a bit. That'll worry, just get rid of it. We got to tune in. Hey, it's your Uncle Fred. We're going to climb the stairway to heaven above so all of its inhabitants can give us their love. Yes, I'm a medium. Yes, I'm a medium. Yes, I'm a medium. Boom. So when Colleen sent me that, I took Colleen and somebody else out shopping, and while they were in the store, I listened to that song. I hadn't really heard all the words before. But when I heard that line, sometimes I feel like I'm a talk show host working a gate where every guest is a ghost. my heart opened up, and I just started weeping because I had this realization, I had this understanding, I had this experience. My name is Timothy Joseph Karlheinz Laporte. I was born Karlheinz Lang. I was adopted as an infant because my mother died by suicide. And as when that happens as an infant, I had no memory of it. I was told that later. And it wasn't really part of my experience consciously. But in that moment, I felt maybe I could hear from my mother and have closure with that part. And I did. Later that day, in my private reading, thank you, with Andrew, my mother came to me. And she was full of remorse and sorrow and pain. And I just could not help but say to her, I harbor no resentment for you, mother. That is not in my heart. So please forgive yourself. And there was other things that were said in that moment that really, I hadn't felt that before. I hadn't felt like my heart was empty. It wasn't really empty, but now it was fuller. It was just absolutely remarkable. So the things that she said to me to bring me have some closure was that it was an act of passion. She didn't have the support. This was post-World War Germany, 10 years after the war, and just couldn't handle it. But I was able to tell her, forgiveness, forgive yourself. She acknowledged that, personally, I've lived a very blessed life. She said something that would really make my heart soar even more, that she said, what a gift I am. Thank you. That I have family beyond the veil, that I'm a strong light, and that just validated who I am and my walk in life. I don't feel like I chose the way I am. I just simply am the way I am. Try to be loving and engaging and inviting with people. And certainly when I first walked into this temple, found a bit of a home here with like-minded people as it comes to my faith. And then Andrew gave me a card reading, and I'm still mulling through the notes that I took of that, but it just was absolutely remarkable. And it was in that moment going back to standing outside the grocery store, where I felt, okay, I get it. That's what this is about. Talking to spirit, you know, pulling back the veil and realizing we have eternal life. It's just remarkable. Right after I heard from my mother, a patient of mine, for those of you that don't know, I was a paramedic for 40 years, firefighter paramedic. And soon after becoming a paramedic, one of my first pediatric codes, a young lady that died after falling off a horse, came to me and said she appreciated the words that I spoke to her. I was one of those medics that as we're doing CPR, intubating, starting IVs, getting cardiac stuff going, I would talk to my patient even though my partner's, she was unconscious, but I still spoke to him. Young lady, we are beating your heart for you. We are breathing for you. If you want to stay with us, you have to help us. But if you need to go, then you go. And what that spirit told me was that those words were so, so appreciated. The third event that happened to me was during the return flight. I put on noise canceling headphones and night goggles. And I'm sitting there I'm hearing voices about the plane. And all of a sudden it hit me, this sense, this feeling that that's what Hoyt does when he blindfolds himself And I just got an inkling of this door opening up for me that that's how it's done.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was God bumps all over. Ooh. So that was my, it was enlightening. Okay, before I close, I would like to open up to any of the other ministers. I briefly touched on some of my personal experiences. We all had different experiences, and we also had many of the same experiences. Mm-hmm. We can discuss that some other time.
Yeah.
In closing, three things. The recent passing of Jane Goodall really touched me like the passing of Princess Diane. It seems like the world has just opened up to her grace, her patience, the understanding that a person of that kind of character can really touch the world. And I'll leave that with you. Second to last, the seven wonders of the world are to see, to hear, to touch, to taste, to feel, to laugh, and to love. And in closing, I leave you with one of my favorites. Yesterday was the feast of St. Francis, and the prayer of St. Francis is one of my favorites. And if I feel when I read this, that this is how I live my life, so I read to you. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
Amen.
Namaste, brothers and sisters.